You're such an asshole.
Good morning, children. No, this is not the regular setup. I am on the road. I'm in Dallas. No, I will not be doing a meetup. No, I'm not meeting up with anybody. I'm taking a vacation and catching up with the remnant requests that I have. I will be visiting Silvio Canto, though. I will be visiting Silvio. So if you didn't know, check out the video a couple before. I'm taking 2 weeks off. Cappy, you never... I talked to Chad Elkins. He's like, oh, I bet you $1,000 you're going to do videos. I'm like, yes. Yes, I will, because there's still some out there. I'm not taking any new clients for the next 2 weeks because Cappy needs a break. But we have requests, and as always, if you have requests... Hey, Claire, I remember reading Bang. I wanted your opinion on this. When asking women today in our environment, since we don't know how they will respond, how can you ask them out if you don't know if they're minors or not? Also, your advice on not asking young girls 18 to 25 and at the gym. Also, second, you're worried about, dude, I don't know. He wants to know what was the humming noise in a video I did 3 years ago. Dude, I don't know, man. I don't know. All right, so let's go through this. It's very simple. They should tell you. And this happened to the tornado chasing kid. There was a cute gal, very much his type, visually identifiably so, because he's kind of a libertarian hippie kid. Libertarians are the cool hippies. They're the real ones. They're like, hey man, free love and working hard and capitalism. Whereas the regular hippies like, dude, like, can I just not work for a living? And that's all it is. You don't love me, man. That's why you want to make me work. It's like, dude, what are you, a child? You are a child. So anyway, so then there's this kind of hippie chick, kind of had her little, not a pixie cut, but she looked like a cute Winona Ryder came to the future. That's what she kind of looked like. And he asked her out, and she was flattered. It was actually kind of cute. I didn't witness it. He's just telling the story. And she got all embarrassed. She's like, well, I'm only 16. And the tornado chasing kid's like, whoa, which, look, which is an innocent thing, okay, which, you know, you don't know. And less today, I guess, but certainly, my God, I don't know what they were putting in the water back in my day, but there are a lot of gals in high school when I was around. They damn well look like they're over 18, that's for sure. And it's an innocent mistake, and hopefully if everyone is adult, or maybe not adult, but mature about it, the young lady will inform you that she is not of age. And then there's kind of the natural response, whoa, I'm sorry, I don't know. Which you should, you know, not you should feel bad, you just, whoa, I'm sorry, please don't send me to jail. What you really got to worry about is when they lie. And that was very common where girls would get fake IDs. You'd be at a nightclub and she has her 21-year-old sister's ID. Yeah, see, I'm 21 and she's 15. No! I haven't had any troubles with it. I don't even know if I did accidentally ask out a young lady who was not of age. And if I did, they politely, I'm sorry. I guess you gotta worry more about it when you're 18, 19, and you gotta look at your state law and be aware of the numbers on that. That's like the highest risk. But after you get old enough, you know, you just, and I don't know, unless you ask for an ID and a birth certificate, you know, you're not going to no, but you really ought to, you know, I guess the other way you could do it is ask friends like, hey, how old is she? Like, which is a creepy question, I guess. True. But you know, it keeps you out of jail. But yeah, man, you just ask and hopefully you get old enough that you're moving away to where the gals you're attracted to aren't necessarily 16, but Clary, they're young enough to hear, old enough to hear. Okay. No, I don't. You don't want to date a 16-year-old. You don't. Dude, you don't want to date a 26-year-old, okay? Let alone a 16-year-old. But yeah, this should not be a problem the older you get. Also, your advice on asking young girls 18 to 25 and at the gym. Why? Stop spurging out, man. Ooh, 18 to 20. Dude, just young girls. Ask out whoever you're attracted to. Make sure it's legal. And then at the gym, that's your backyard. You don't ask people out in your backyard. You don't ask them out at the gym. Maybe you don't ask them out in class nowadays. I don't know what etiquette is appropriate in school if you're in college. Maybe you wait till the end of class, then you ask the girl out. I don't know. You don't want that awkward feeling. You don't ask out girls at your old haunts or your regular places. And, you put a 10-mile radius around where you live and you ask girls outside of that radius. You do not poison the well, as it were. So there we go. All right. What we got here? Who's in the super chats today? We got a couple super chats here. What's your opinion on running a dash cam in your car? I'm not against it. Yeah, Jackson, with your $5, by the way. As long as you're not committing crimes, it would help you, exonerate you, lower your insurance. Like, it's not my fault. The deer did jump out in front of me. Yeah, so I'm for it. That's it. All right. See you guys later, Toodles.